Well, we're at the Nebraska Soybean Association annual meeting in Seward today, and we're going to visit with the new president, the next president of the Nebraska Soybean Association, Ken Boswell from Shickley, Nebraska. Well, Ken, congratulations on leading the Nebraska Soybean Organization here.
Thank you. It's an honor to serve this great organization.
So tell us about your background a bit here and about your farming operation and such.
My wife and I farm about 1,200 acres in the Shickley area, most of it irrigated. I do not have any livestock on my own anymore. My wife's family has been in the swine breeding business for over 100 years, so we've still got a livestock connection there.
So talk about your decision to get more deeply involved, I guess, in organization work here.
Well, I've always been involved in farm organizations, and this is just a kind of a natural step for me to become a leader in an organization. We've got great support on the board and a great executive director, so it takes a lot of the stress off being the leader of this organization.
Well, I've been around Nebraska agriculture for over 30 years, and it's been amazing at how the soybean industry, how soybean acres have grown in the state of Nebraska over the years. Boy, they've extended quite a ways out west now.
Yes, the acres in soybeans is always continuing to increase every year. We look forward to serving all the new farmers that are growing soybeans and encourage them to join as a membership of the Nebraska Soybean Association.
Well, you just finished up your business meeting here, of course, and I wanted to talk to you about a couple of the resolutions that came out of there, and one of those dealt with biodiesel and the changes that EPA's proposed in the renewable fuel standard.
Yes, we're real concerned about the new regulations and the reduction in the renewable fuel standards that EPA has proposed. We are working with our congressional delegation and also making comments during the comment period to EPA that we want to at least maintain this year's current production of the soy biodiesel and the refined fuels standard.
Because right now they are proposing to lower it.
Yes, they are.
Of course, Nebraska does not have a biodiesel plant, but biodiesel is still important to Nebraska soybean growers.
Yes, it is. There's enough soybean oil that goes into biodiesel that it is a major market for our soybeans. It helps support the price of our soybeans and also indirectly reduces the price of soybean meal, because if the soybean oil would not be going into biodiesel, it would be a surplus product that we'd have to find another way to market.
Okay, and you also had a resolution related to the FDA's recent announcement that they want to ban or phase out trans fats, and that could have quite an impact on the soybean industry.
Yes, it could have a major impact on the soybean industry, because during the processing of soybean oil, they hydrogenate it, which makes it a trans fat, and the United Soybean Board and the Nebraska Soybean Checkoff Board and the American Soybean Association are also working with several of the seed producers, and they are coming up with new oil in a lot of the soybeans, and they're expecting 3 to 4 years before that is really in commercial production. And any changes that EPA or the FDA makes to the trans fat regulations, we're encouraging them to have enough time frame in here that the soybean industry has time to adjust to the new oil requirements.
Yeah, the soybean industry is not fighting the idea of phasing out the trans fats. They just want more of a gradual transition.
Yes, we're in favor of the more healthier oils, and that's one reason we're working so hard with the different seed producing geneticists and that coming up with these new oils that are more healthy.
And I know in talking to the folks from Pioneer and Monsanto, they're working on varieties that they'll be able to bring west, because I think most of what they're doing right now is in the eastern Corn Belt.
Yes, there is some areas that there are tests growing, and gradually every year increasing the market share that these varieties or acres that these varieties are being planted on.
Okay, so as you look forward to the year here with the Nebraska Soybean Association, what are you hoping to accomplish?
Well, one thing I hope to accomplish is be a spokesman for the association at the Nebraska legislature to get bills introduced and passed that are beneficial to soybean producers of the state, and also to increase membership in the Nebraska Soybean Association.
Speaking of the state, I guess we're going to hear a couple of issues this afternoon on taxation and also on water funding. And any particular thoughts on those issues going forward?
We basically, on the water funding, we want it to come from a broad-based source, not specifically one small. So it's not a small segment of the economy is paying the whole expense of the water issues, because water is important to everybody in the state.
And I guess on taxes, kind of the same thing, that everybody kind of shares the load there.
Yes, we would like to see property tax relief, because the article I read the other day, close to 87% of the property tax in the state of Nebraska is paid by 3% of the population.